funked on the Helike Perek.
I don't suppose this would be the best day for Sabagash to come out, huh? In the snow?
Onward and upward.
Onward and upward. Kunim Yayin Shani To'im Hayom. Here we're interested in defining what the time limit is when a person uses a term. So let's say he says today. When he says today, Eino Aser El Ad Sheteh Hashech, he means until nightfall. Muki Yosef says that's understood to be Tzeta Kochavim. We'll certainly have a suffix before that, so we'll have to be Mefarash at Lachanir. If he says Shabbat Zo, this week, then he's Asur B'chola Shabbat, B'Shabbat L'Sheavra, the actual Shabbat itself is part of that week. It's not considered to be the beginning of next week. If he says Chodesh Zeh, he's Asur B'chola Chodesh, but Rosh Chodesh is not considered to be a celebration of the end of the month, it's the beginning of the next month, and therefore Rosh Chodesh is L'Haba. Shana Zo, Asur B'chol Hashana, and the Rosh Hashanah is considered to be the beginning of the next year, and that's the Atid Lavo. If he's talking about Shemitah, and he's referring to this cycle, Shavua Zeh, there too is Asur B'chol Hashavua. Shvi'it is similar to Shabbat, it's the seventh year of this cycle, and therefore Shvi'it is considered to be part of the previous, the year that he's in, Shavra. However, if he said a day, or Shabbat Echad, or Chodesh Echad, or Shana Echad, or Shavua Echad, then it's a complete cycle. And then he would be Osir in a year, in a week, miyom leyom, obviously, in a day, it would be from that hour to the equivalent hour, at least that's the way almost everyone learns, although there are some that bring miyom leyom, it would mean till the beginning of the next morning, which is nitcha by most pirushim. Suppose he uses the lotion until, that's a tough one, until, ad ha-Pesach. Does he mean until, does he mean ad ve'abechlal? Asur ad shiyagia. It only means until, in the lotion b'nei Adam, he's not interested in getting involved in the legal complexities. He means until and not inclusive. But if he says ad shiyahe, what?
Which means the onset of the night?
Yeah.
Okay.
If he says, however, Achia, hey, until Pesach is. That's already, what's that extra logic of Pesach is? So then he's Usher, Achia, say, until Pesach was. And Pesach wasn't until it's completed. How about if he says, I hear the Lushan is a little bit confused. The correct lashon would seem to be ad pnei ha-Pesach, not lifnei ha-Pesach, which clearly would imply before. But pnei is a funny lashon because pnei can mean the until I have finished being the kabbal, the punim of Pesach, this is the last minute of Pesach. So I'm omeid now in front of the last minute of Pesach. Maybe that's what he means. Now, the truth is that over here, we get into an interesting question, which we'll see later on in the Gemara, about whether people, when they speak, and they're speaking in a way that's vague, ever have an intent to allow that vagueness to get them into trouble. In other words, do I have an intent when I'm saying a neder, and I'm speaking in a way that I understand it can be explained in different ways. Maybe I haven't even made up my mind. So, bottom line is, however, since nedarim are elements of the commitment of lashon, if a person doesn't like the legal consequences of getting involved in confusing lashonot, then he may be keeping his mind open, but he certainly has no commitment. So, ein adam machmis atzmo l'safek. If he doesn't want to get involved in sfeikot, then we are forced, in terms of the nedarim, to say, look, there's certainly no commitment until the most kal explanation of that word up to the Pesach is right before Pesach begins. Now that's a machlokas. Rabbi Meir Amar Asur Ad Sheyagia, and Rabbi Yosef Amar Asur Ad Sheyetze. And we'll see in the Gemara about the machlokas about Machnis Adam Atzmo L'Safek. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Nehiyeh Bidvaro.
Amen.
Now, this is the Ron's Pirush in the Mishnah. It's a very reasonable Pirush. It gets into trouble, as we'll see, in the Yonim and the Gemara, which pushes another Pirush that Tosus brings and the Rush brings, and the Ron brings it to say that he doesn't like it. And that is that when you say Shabbat Zo, your Aser B'chola Shabbat, what you mean is that you're standing on Shabbos. You say Shana Zo, you're standing on Rosh Hashanah. And you're saying something about this year or this week. So Shabbat Zo Aser B'chola Shabbat, it means the entire coming week. And he's also Aser on the Shabbat that's coming, but this week, when it says Shabbat, this week, this Shabbat that he's standing in, even though technically it's part of the last week, nonetheless, is considered to be Aser. So Shabbat Shavar doesn't mean, and Shabbat is from before and therefore Mutter. It means, and the previous Shabbos, and the Shabbos of the previous week, he's also Aser, since today is the day that he's being Mekabler on himself. So when he stands on Shabbos and says, this week, he means this coming week. So what about Shabbos itself? Since it's Shabbos, the Shabbos She'avra is included in that week. It says the same thing is true about all of the Lashonas. The problem is, of course, that we change our mind. The Shvi'it and Shabbat, we say L'Sha'avar. Chodesh and Shana, we say the word La'aba, but always meaning the same thing. I mean, we should talk about it. We should say, is included in the week to come. Bilahaba, I mean, that language is problematic. This is maybe the pshat over there is that's to tell us the din about what would be the case if somebody would make the neder in the middle of the week, or the middle of the year. So then we need to know also, the Mishnah wants to tell us, agav, what I understood the case to be. What is considered to be the Shabbat's connection, or Rosh Hashanah's connection, or Rosh Chodesh's connection. Now this seems a little bit forced, but we'll see now in the Gemara why we would want to force it this way. And the Gemara says like this, Konim Yayin Shani To'im, and he's mutter that night already. Says Rabbi Yirmiyah, however, L'kishetek Hashem, Tzarik She'ela L'chacham. That night, if he wants to drink wine, he's going to have to go and get a heter for his neder. Huh? Oh, look at that. I finally get myself a coffee and eat. So, why is that? I mean, Rimikra didn't smutter. My time, huh? Omer of Yosef, Gzera Hayom, Mishum Yom Echad. The Ritva says this applies only to an Amoritz. We've already seen earlier that we have certain practical cases where we're going to be more machmar and amar because he cannot distinguish. So we're going to tell him, you know, if he comes up, well, when am I able to drink wine? Well, you can ask your chacham tonight, you know, he matred you for tonight. Talmud chacham knows, it's that nice, I'm going to ask you. Why would we be machmir? Says Rabbi Yosef, because let's say we tell the guy in a case where he says hayom, we tell him, okay, tzizikol chavim, you can go and drink wine. If he another time makes a neder and says, for one day I'm not going to drink wine, it doesn't occur to him that one day is fundamentally different than today. Well, one day means one. Last time they said I could drink wine at night, I said one day, I mean one day. So today is the one day that I mean. Thanks. Therefore, we make a gzera, hayom, mishum yom echad. Omar Lay, so Abaye said to him that if that's the case, that's the gears of the Bach, because others have Amre Lay, meaning the Talmidim said to him, but the Bach puts in Abaye. And so Abaye said to him, Ihachi, Ligzor, Beyom Echad Mishum Hayom, why don't we say the opposite too? Why don't we say that when a person says Yom Echad, so if we're going to allow him now the eating or the drinking of the wine at night, so then he's also going to make the mistake of thinking that when he says Yom Echad, he would be mutar maybe at that same time. He'll say, it was till 5 o'clock last time I said Yom Echad. Says the Gemara, come on. Yom Echad is michlaf. I mean, because there makes sense to him. He knows He means the end of the day. What does he think he means if he's saying Yom Echad? He's saying Yom, and then the last time I said Yom Echad, they said at 5:04 I was able to do today, because that's ridiculous. He understands over there was after waiting for 24 hours. He's not going to confuse that with thinking that, oh, I only have 30 minutes to go from the time I made my neder. Why would he think that? So he's certainly not going to get confused in that direction. So Yom Echad b'hayom lo michlef. Omer Ravina, so Ravina said, you should know that this, it sounds like a real gzera, but it's not a real gzera. Hochi Omer Avuch b'shmei the Rav Yosef. K'man ozo ha-shmaitza the Rav Yirmi ha-barava k'rabi Natan. It's not that this is a serious enough chashash that we actually would have asked it as a gezerah. It's a chumra that we're being machmer on people that make the dorim, and we figure, you know what, they don't deserve kids' gloves. They shouldn't have been making the dorim. Let's make life hard for them. So it's because of Rabbi Natan. Tani Rabbi Natan omer, kol anoder kilo banav bama, v'mekaymo kilo makter aleo. So therefore, although there wouldn't have been sufficient chashash in this problem to actually sit down and make a pesach and make a gezerah. However, if you're talking about the correct hanhaga, somebody was over and he's a damaretz, and let's tell him, you know what, you have to go to a chacham to get a hat. The Ran points out the very, I mean, not telling the Ran, all the Rishonim point out the problem of Kabbalah Ta'anit. The people in the Kabbalah Ta'anit, the understanding over there is that they are going to be treated without any of the chumrim, right? When we say b'ayom ki yom echad, they make themselves a tainus. We don't say they have to keep 24 hours, but unless they come and have a she'ila, we understand that it's until tzeisar kochavi. The Ran says that's because it's a norm. In other words, a tainus people don't even think of as a neder. A tainus is a tainus. The rabbanim make a concept of a tainus. They understand that to mean a tainus until tzeisar kochavi. There's not even a chashash. So even though you may be saying it's true what Rav Nosson says, but it doesn't, certainly doesn't apply in cases where it's taken for granted that's the meaning. As a matter of fact, if a guy says, even I'm going to make a tainus for a day, and then Mi'ikar Adin, the Mishnah is saying, forget about the gezeira. A day means 24 hours. Even there, a guy means a tainus of a day, which is the typical tainus that starts in the morning and goes until the evening. Not that it means a day, 24 hours, like the other Nadarim over here, of Konim Yayin. Because we have a format that the Lashon falls into, not to be confused with the straight-out explanation of what a person is saying on his own. So that's the Ran's pshat. There are other pshat in which the Ran is doch. He doesn't like the other Rishonim's approach. It's very, very reasonable what he's saying. Okay. Next case of the Mishnah was Shabbat Zo Asur B'chol HaShabbat Kula. What do you think? I mean, if somebody thinks about their Outlook calendar begins on Saturday, you know anybody like that? I mean, maybe somebody begins on Monday, begins on Saturday. So what's the Chiddush in that Pshita? No, that's not the Chiddush, that's when the week begins. The Chiddush is that you might have thought that the meaning of Shabbat Zo means, as we say, weekdays, right? And this we say in English, weekdays. So Shabbat Zo is a way of saying in Hebrew, weekdays. But if you really said weekdays, the real way you would have said was Yumeachol, as opposed to Shabbos. And therefore you would have said, maybe indeed I'm not, especially if you take into consideration, as some Rishonim add, it's also unreasonable to say that a person is going to ask for himself on Shliat Yayin on Shabbat. I mean, that's the main time that he will be drinking wine. Like, when else is he going to drink? He's going to be drinking wine for Kiddush and so on. He's going to ask for himself on wine. So therefore, it's a very reasonable assumption that he means Yemeha Shabbat, the weekdays, as opposed to Shabbat. Kamash Malan, that he means actually the days of this week, which include Shabbat. And there's a difference between weekdays and the days of this week, just as there would be in English. It's very, very similar, the way we would use it. On most of these weekdays, obviously he would not be Shabbos. I'm answering myself for the days of this week. And he would be answering on Shabbos. And that's what the Mishnah is coming to tell you. Don't confuse those two. Everything all right? Of course not. What kind of horrible thought is that? A day without bush? That's why you wanted to steal my coffee. You were afraid. I should have been Malamit Schuss. They could put this in one of those books. That was the end of the story. Right? The judge correctly. It's an amazing. What a Muslim. What a Muslim. Okay. The next case is very interesting because it has a lot of extremely practical considerations. Not only practical considerations, a lot of historical considerations. Fascinating. And that is the halacha about chodesh zeh, asur b'kol ha-chodesh, v'rosh chodesh lehaba. Now, the Ran, consistent with his own pshat in the Mishnah, and a bit inconsistent with the lashon of the Gemara, because obviously there are some alternatives over here, understands as follows. The Gemara is asking pshit. I mean, obviously, Rosh Chodesh, by definition, means the beginning of next month. Beginning of next month. How would anybody think that if a guy says this month, he means to include Rosh Chodesh of next month? It's not pshita. Ki itzrech. The finish would be where it's a Chodesh chaser. Now here's his first problem with the language. Okay, the Ran has to learn that this means that the next month is a Chodesh Chaser, which is irrelevant. But since if the next month is a Chodesh Chaser, it implies that this month is probably a Chodesh Malay. So therefore, what it really meant is this month is a Chodesh Malay. If you can get around that problem, so then the Chiddush is really Rosh Chodesh is the 30th day of this month. So you would think that when a person says this month, he means according to the days of the month. No, big Chiddush. Rosh Chodesh, despite the fact that if you were writing the days, you'd have to say Lamed L'X. Actually, you're looking at it as if it's Aleph L'Y. Because you're calling it Rosh Chodesh. Now that is a big Chiddush. So I would have thought Ma'o Tetema Rosh Chodesh L'Sha Avarhav. I might think that Rosh Chodesh is the previous month. Uh-oh, and here's another problem in the language. Because according to Ran, this makes no sense. V'lo litzar, and it shouldn't be asr. Kamashman, that it is asr, which makes no sense at all, is actually the other way around. So the Ran's girsa is v'litzar, and let it be asr as part of this month. Kamashpalan koru inish reish yarcha. Therefore, it comes to teach me that Rosh Chodesh is nonetheless considered to be the beginning of the next month because in people's minds it is called Rosh HaChodesh. Now, according to the alternative pshat, this fits in everything very, very well because they would say like this. It's talking about a case. The problem is, okay, everybody knows that Rosh Chodesh is considered to be the beginning of the next month. But the case over here is that a guy was standing on the first day, on Rosh Chodesh. Right now we're assuming it's just Rosh Chodesh, starting at the beginning. And he's saying this month, remember that's how they learn the whole thing. You're standing on Shabbos, you're saying this Shabbos, meaning the coming Shabbos. Standing on Rosh Chodesh this month, standing on Rosh Hashanah this year. So over here you're standing on Rosh Chodesh and you say, this month it will be also on me. So now you're telling me that you're going to be Osir also on the day that you're standing. Says the Ran, obviously, Pshita, Rosh Chodesh is the beginning of the month. Ah, no. Ki Yitzchak Chodesh Chaser, meaning this month is Chaser, not the way the Ran is learning, but Ki Pshuta. So you're talking about over here that there are 2 days of Rosh Chodesh in the month that you're standing in right now. When you make that statement, you're on the first day of Rosh Chodesh. And obviously, when you're saying, this month shall be us, you don't mean the month that you're in. You mean the coming month of which Rosh Chodesh is the beginning. Question is, the day of Rosh Chodesh itself isn't really part of the next month. It's the introduction to the month, but it's really the closing of the previous month. So, Ma'adat Tema, Rosh Chodesh l'sha avar v'lo litzar, exactly as the Girsa has it. And you might think that Rosh Chodesh, first day of Rosh Chodesh, really belongs to the previous month, and therefore should not be usher kamash malan karli in shereish yarcha. That people, nonetheless, call the day of Rosh Chodesh part of the month that they're relating to when that's next month, and therefore it would be usher. So it's according to their pshat, we're going lechumra to say it's usher. According to the way Ran is learning, you might think it should be usher kamash malan, that it's not usher because it's part of the beginning of the next month, even though technically speaking, it's part of the month that will be. Now, the other way of learning it is in the other direction. In other words, according to those who learn that what's talking about, you're standing on the day of Rosh Chodesh. So, or you're standing on the day of Shabbat, or on the day of Rosh Hashanah. And what the Mishnah is saying is that when you say this month, you're including Rosh Chodesh. So that, isn't that obvious you're including Rosh Chodesh? No, because it's the first day of Rosh Chodesh. Then it's part of the previous month. You're saying this month. You're talking about is the next month. Kamash Valan, that you are Aser, because you're Asering this day as well together with the rest of the month. Which explains why Litzar, and which explains now why we would be talking also about which day of the Chodesh, which Chodesh is Chaser. Right, so in other words, you might have thought, the way they're understanding it is, you might have thought that we should view Rosh Chodesh itself as not being Pokamashbal, and that even that Chodesh is L'sha'avar. That way the language, the Lolitzar, is correct. And that was what pushed the people that learned the Ran's, the Pshat, the Ran's Doche, into saying that must be what the Mishnah meant, because otherwise how does Lo Litzar make any sense at all? Okay, so that would be the Kamash Ran's. According to them, it is talking about a Chumra, that is us. According to Ran, it's talking about a Kula. Litzar, Kamash Ran, that is not Litzar. Now, the amazing historical fact of this is based on, really, on the idea that the Rashba mentions, which is an amazing idea. He's saying, since the Gemara is coming out that this is the fact, that people look at Rosh Chodesh as Rosh Chodesh, even though it's the end of the previous Chodesh, you would have to date the month according to that assumption. And if you wrote the wrong date, then you would basically be coming out with a shtar that is dated wrongly. Because the second day of the month is really the third day of the month, if there were 2 days of it, right? The way the people are counting. So the first day is really what they're calling the first day, is really the last day of the previous month. So then that means the second day would be really the first day. So then if somebody thinks he's being meduyak and he's going to say the first day, he's going to be writing a shtar mugdam. But a shtar mugdam is possible. So you have to date the month as if the last day of the previous month was actually the first day of this month. Because otherwise, people are going to take your shtar to mean that it was written a day earlier, which means that you put a lien on this guy's property a day before, which may completely undermine a guy who actually put on the lien the next day and has the same lien you have. Right? So you're stealing. And we possibly immediately, a shtar that is mugdam is possible. Can't use it at all. The Rashba brings it, if you're talking about Gittin, you have to write both. In other words, you should write to Medjay, because you have to be machabon on a get. So you say, B'yom shloshim l'chodesh tishrei, shehu rosh chodesh cheshvan. That way you make it very clear what day you're referring to. Historically, it's fascinating, many of the ancient graves are dated not only by the day of the month, but by the day of the week. Oftentimes, the day of the week that they are dated on is impossible to have been the day that they claim of the date of the month. It's always a day off. And this drove people crazy, because if you take a look at the calendars, of course the archaeologists used this, that they didn't really keep the calendar correctly, and they didn't have the klolim, and it came out according to that Lo Adu Rosh wasn't true, because they had dates in Elul that would have meant that Rosh Chodesh was going to be on a, and so on. So, meaning Rosh Hashanah was going to end up, yes, being on a Aleph Bal Advav day. But it turns out, according to this, that if when you're dating your shtar, and the Rishonim bring a raya that we relate contract law to neder law, because the two of them are dependent on lashon b'nei adam by definition. So, if in terms of nidrei b'lashon b'nei adam, we're talking about Rosh Chodesh being the first of the month, even though it's the 30th of the previous month, so then that means that's the way people are supposed to write contracts. So that's the way people actually dated yard sites and so on, as if it was the first of the month.
Rosh Chodesh, and then today is really the fourth of the month. Even though it's not really, it's really the third of the month. But after all, the Rishonim said, you have to call it the fourth of the month, you're going to pass through your contract. So the dates are one day off because of this. Okay, we're we ourselves don't talk this way.
If it was 1 year, it was Rosh Chodesh.
Not really. But I'm saying for this, for the dating of what day of the month, they wrote it like that.
If somebody died in Rosh Chodesh, it was a full
month. Right, it wouldn't go according to that. It wouldn't follow the date on the grave. Right. At least not today, anyway. Says the Gemara, what about if a guy uses another lashon in between? You say Hayom, you told me is one thing. Yom Echad is another thing. Hashana is one thing. Shana Echad is another thing. But how about if you just use the word Yom, a day? That's not saying one day. A day. So he may, what is that? If you say Kodem Yayin Shani Toim Yom, my. Is that the same thing as saying Yom meaning today? Or if you meant today, you would say today. Maybe say the day. The day is not necessarily the remainder of today. It's whatever a day is, 24 hours. So it could be any time. What's the halach? Is it Kiyom or Kiyom Echad? This has two implications. But if it's Kiyom Echad, it means today. It was already Chal. If it's that the guy's committing himself to keep a neder for a day, maybe it's next week a day. He's not saying when. I'm just committing myself for a day sometime. So my dinei kayom o kiyom echad. Well, I mean, if you take a look at the Mishnah specifies hayom. I mean, tashma mimatitin. Konim yain shani toim hayom. Eino asur ela achat tishtech hashem. Now, it's a much bigger chiddush. If the din would have been that yom is the same as hayom, to say yom. Even if a guy would say yom, it's the same thing as saying hayom, kiyom, right? Must be, therefore, that if you would have said yom, you would have been the same as yom echad, which is why I couldn't tell you the bigger chiddush, because it wasn't true. Obviously, this is not much of a diyuk, because I can make the opposite diyuk from the seifa, a seifa. Amar yom echad, asur miyom liyom. Why didn't somebody the bigger chiddush, that even if you say yom without saying yom echad, because apparently yom is indeed kihayom. So the Mishnah, therefore, was not coming to address this issue. I wanted to tell you the fundamental difference between Yom Echad and Hayom. And then we have these other issues. But it's leaving that up in the air. The Mishnah is not telling you what the din is, one way or the other. What do you mean, what happened? A classic Gemara, no? Mishnah has two Lashonas. The implications of each Lashon is the opposite of the other implication. The Gemara always does that. So yes, it takes the middle case. There's a standard form. It takes the middle case. Middle case is Yom. Is Yom like the first case, which is Hayom, or is like the second case, which is Yom Echad? The formula for that question is, because it's just an excuse to analyze the Mishnah, to take a look at the implications that the Mishnah has left us with, that we're left with contrasting implications. So we say, take a look at the Reisha. The implications of the Reisha are that only Hayom would tell you till the end of the day. But if you said Yom, it would have been 24 hours. No, look at the Seifa. Only Yom Echad is 24 hours, but Yom is the same as saying Hayom. So obviously that is what the Mishnah is meant to leave open. That's our Abaya. We don't have a Raya from our Mishnah. So mihalak l'mishma mina. So can we bring a Raya from somewhere? Amar Rav Ashi, yes. Tashma. Bring your Raya. The Mishnah says later, Konim Yayin. The Lashon over there is Konim Yayin She'eni To'im. We're supposed to be anyway. It's the same thing. We've seen that many have the gears that every time we say She'ani, that wine which I would have tasted is Osir. Or I will not taste. Either way. I mean, the advantage of she'ani to'im as opposed to she'eni to'im is any to'im is more of a lashon of shvua than neder. It's still chal, obviously, because with any lashon of shvua, if a person clearly means to make a neder, is a kosher neder, because it's like it's no worse than yadas. But in terms of what the guy is identifying, he's saying the wine that I would eat is us drink, it was us around me, all that wine that I was thinking of drinking, in other words.
And he says Hashana. Well, what's the dinner if he says Hashana? Nitabra Hashana, Asur Ba'ol Gibura. So now, if the year ends up having 13 months, so now he's Asur the extra month too. So I ask you to think about this. What's the case?
And then they didn't know in advance that was happening. It was a surprise.
Yeah. Sechidami. Ilema kiriktani. The case is as stated. I mean, isn't that obvious? The guy says this year, obviously, whatever this year is. I mean, if it turns out to have 13 months, it's this year. So, lama lila meimer. Ela lav, it's got to be that the chiddush is that there's something left vague, and that we are going to now give us in the Mishnah an insight how to utilize that vague language. So, the must be the Omar Shana. In which case, the Mishnah Gufa, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that when you say Shana, it's saying whatever this month, this year is, Hashana. So apparently Shana is Ki Hashana Dami. If that's the case of Shana, then undoubtedly it's the same thing with Yom. If we say Yom, it would also mean Ki Hayom, and there would be the Kula of the Hayom. Same thing. Lo. Leolam diomar Hashanah. That's not true. It could very well be talking about a case where a guy said this year. So you say, isn't it obvious? The guy says this year, if the year turns out to end only on a Rosh Hashanah that turns out to be 10 months away instead of 9 months away, that obviously he still means till the end of this year. No, it's not so posh, because ma'od etemalech hakarov shani, which normally velo itbehu ibur, that a guy, when he makes up in his mind the remainder of the year, what he meant was that 12 months from what he's... Here again, the Lashon of those who learn not like the Ram makes more sense. Because he's standing on Rosh Hashanah. And he's saying, Shana. So then it makes sense that Shana would mean 12 months. If he's standing in the middle and he's saying Shana, that's already a little bit strange. Okay? But I'm saying Hashana. But Lamai says, since the guy is thinking there's normally no Ibur, so he didn't mean to include an Ibur. So even though he said Hashana, he meant, well, it's going to end on Rosh Chodesh Elul, not Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, this year. I certainly didn't mean those number of months. Gamash Malan, that we don't make those kind of cheshbon. Hashana means exactly what it means until Rosh Hashanah.
You would still be tzorek she'ela l'chacha my time, Rav Yosi, because gzera hayom mishum yom echad.
The guy may end up thinking that yom echad means till the end of the day. Let's make the opposite gezerah. Ligzor biyom echad mishum hayom, and make it go until evening. Let's not let him finish up at exactly the same point in the day. Omarle, no. Hayom biyom echad is michlef, because it makes sense to the guy that yom echad means the daytime, till the end of the daytime. But certainly the other way around, if you waited 24 hours, he's going to make the mistake of thinking that it's the same time of the day as last time, and what, we pick it out of a hat that time? It makes no sense. So there, we would never say that it's michlaf. So yom echad ba'yom lo michlaf. Omer Ravina, Omer Limarema, Ochi Omer Avuch, Mishmei the Rav Yosef, Kaman Ozal HaShmaita the Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Karabi Natan. He's being machmer only because, as Rabbi Natan says, Tanya Rabbi Natan Mekola Noder, Kilo Banaba Mama Mekaimo Kilo Maktira, that we take any excuse to be machmer on the guy. And even though this is insufficient to make a gzera, since he was neither, we'll make him get a hat in the dark. Shabbat Zo, Asur B'chol Shabbat Kula, obviously. No. It's not obvious, because Ma'ad Tema, he means the weekdays. Yumid Shabbat, Kamash Malam. Chodesh, Zazur B'chol HaChodesh, Rosh Chodesh, Labab Shita.
Ki Yisrach l'chodesh chaser, meaning that this, according to the Ram, meaning that this month is Malay. So ma l'tema rosh chodesh l'shavar havi v'lo litza, kamash man koru inish resh yarcha. Again, according to the Ram, the Gemara says, ma l'tema rosh chodesh l'shavar havi v'lo litza is part of this month, Kamash Malan, then it's part of next month, because Koro Inche Resh Yarcha, even for the first day of Rosh Chodesh Shloshim. Shana Zu Asurur B'chol HaShana Kulai, Bailo. Omar Konim Yanshri Toim Yom. Ma. Dine Ke Hayom O Ki Yom Echad. Both directions there's Chumras and Kulas, right? Both directions. Because if you say that it's Ki Yom Echad, then you're not committing yourself to today. If you're saying it's Kiyayom, you're committing yourself to the day. The other hand, the amount of time that you're committing yourself to is obviously different. So, Dine Kiyayom, Okiyom Echad, Toshma, Mimatniti. Konim Yahisha, Nitoim Hayom, Inu Asar Alach Tech Hashek. Now, obviously, it could have said a bigger Chiddush, which is Konim Shanitoim Yom, because the reason it didn't is to teach me that Yom, indeed, is the equivalent of saying Yom Echad, not the equivalent of saying Hayom. No, I'm a sefer. Omar yom echad, asur mi yom liyom. Okay, why not tell me a bigger chiddush? Omar yom, asur mi yom liyom. You can make the same dig in the inverse. That yom, in fact, is not yom liyom. Yom is kehayom dami. So the Mishnah clearly can't be used as a basis. We don't like a Mishnah mina. Omar Ravashi, we could bring a rye for the Mishnah later, Tashma. Kone miyayin jani to'im hashana. What exactly was the language? I mean, Ilemikriktani Hashana. I mean, any idiot knows that Ibur is part of the Shana, it's certainly not part of another year. So Lamalilamaimra. Halalav Diamar Shana. Alma Shana ki Hashana Dami. If that's the case, so then we should say something about Yom. Yom Nami ki Hayom Dine. Liyolam Diamar Hashana. The thing is that there's still a Chiddush. Because by the time the guy has in mind the number of months that are left that he's going to answer himself in. And Alech Acha Rova Shanim, which normally Lo Yitbu Ibur, Kamashma Rafa Pike, and we don't use that as an out for his Neder.